I look around me and I'm surrounded by cosplayers.
In the beautiful, beautiful Renaissance Resort at the World Golf Village, because we are here at EXPCon. Love it! Just listen to the song Gravity from the anime Star Driver Kayagaki no Takuto by the artist Aqua Times with a Z. This is session 58, and if you can't tell by the fact that it is noisy and doesn't sound like where we normally record, we are live from EXPCon. You can find us at aaapodcast.com, iTunes, Facebook, the addnetwork.net, and nerdnexus.com. And with me today is, of course, Mitsugi.
What's up, everybody? We're at the con. Been really fun. We're sitting in a bar type setting right now with lots of cosplayers sitting around pretending to watch football like they know what's happening.
Ouch!
God bless them.
And we do have a special guest with us. We have Danny from Fanbase coming on the show to talk with us about EXPCon.
Hey, what's going on, all you listeners out there? This is Danny Ryder from Fanbase, and I'm really excited to be here with Chiaki and Mitsugi here on AAA. This is going to be awesome.
We're really excited to have you, and we will be talking with Danny very shortly about Fanbase and EXPCon. But first, we have some new forum members, so welcome to Soaring Wing Alchemist, Mikia, Yotaro Vegeta, you are over 9,000, sir, and GPND. So welcome you guys to the forums.
I'm glad that we shook off the slow forum week that we had.
I am too. And hopefully, if you are listening and you are a new listener that was here at EXPCon that picked up one of our flyers from our panel or our booth, please join our forums. We love to talk to you and we love to take requests.
And don't forget to check out your horribly embarrassing photos of your confessions on our media section.
Indeed. Don't miss those.
There have been some real gems this time.
There really have. I've been impressed. I thought SuperCon was good, but they really stepped it up here at EXP. So, trivia winners for this past week, people who got it right, the answer was Monkey D. Luffy from, of course, One Piece, and Stop the Humans got it right, The Green Gentleman, Canada Man, Grizzly Bear, Rekka, Red the Sock, Hat and Clogs, and Sakura Angel, but Canada Man took the win for the week.
You know what, I think pretty much, actually, every single person that tried to answer this week got it correct.
Yay!
So, no one fell flat on their face like last week.
No one fell flat on their face. But, unfortunately, Canada Man did not take the month. Cool Name won for this month. So, congratulations, Cool Name.
Congratulations, sir. I'll be in contact with you via the forum. We can talk about what kind of glamorous prize you'll receive in the mail.
Glamorous!
Sounds wonderful!
So, first up, we're going to talk with Danny. So, Danny.
So.
Pretend that I have never seen a computer before. Explain to me what Fanbase is.
Well, first off, if you've never seen a computer, see, this is called a screen, and magical things appear
on
it.
Oh, my God!
No.
What witchcraft is this?
It's amazing. No, Fanbase is a live internet radio show.
Ooh, live!
That's right. Every show that you hear is live. We're not edited. We're not recorded. We are recorded, but we're not edited or chopped in any way, shape, or form. and we are on every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and you can find us on fanbaseradio.com or w4cy.com. That's actually the studio that we broadcast from.
Right.
And we're a show dedicated to anime, like you guys, but we're also about video games and comic books, and every week we try to mix up the topic, focus on one thing at a time. Like, last week we were talking about conventions in general, which is what we normally do right before we head off to one.
So do you have video with your show, or is it just audio live?
We do have video, we do have a webcam on, and the quality is pretty good, but I know that the owner of the station is trying to make it better and stuff.
Okay.
But people can click in, they can watch us and see exactly what we do. If you really want to get some good entertainment, you definitely want to click up, watch us on the webcam the first show every month, because... excuse me. That show we actually call the Bakanai Show, and what it is we take a bamboo sword, and every time one of us, I see the look, Chiaki
and I just looked at each other with a strange.
No, we do, but we like to entertain people, and I'm sorry to say, but violence entertains.
So you guys just beat each other with swords?
No, we don't just beat each other. It's like, if one of us says something really stupid or something that our listeners don't agree with, they will get whacked on the butt with it.
So is there like a chat room while you're doing the live show that people can say, whack him with the sword, whack him with the sword?
There is. There is a chat room.
Awesome.
On the W4CY site. You can click on it. And it doesn't really work for me, but if you use Internet Explorer or Firefox, usually there's like a little sub panel that'll pop up on our website with the chat room there too.
Okay.
So they can definitely interact with us any way, shape, or form. They can actually call into the show. We love talking to people, and we love talking and meeting people and getting any kind of interaction we can. We feed off of our fans. That's why we're called Fan Base.
That's awesome. And you said that you recorded the show. I mean, we have some listeners out in Australia who Thursday night here is going to be, you know, Friday early morning for them. Do you put up the show anywhere that people can download later?
Absolutely. We actually, thanks to Isaac Wells from Console Alliance, we actually just set up our website. It's www.fanbaseradio.com.
Okay.
And right on the homepage, you can download episodes, or if you don't want to download, you can play them right there. And we give you a little description of what's going on and a little picture to kind of help you. So you can literally listen to us anytime you want.
Awesome. I'm sure that's going to be very convenient for multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just you doing the show, or are there other hosts with you?
It's me and actually four others of my friends.
Are they all girls?
They're not all girls. We have two girls.
Well, that's a nice-ish balance.
So you have what I would call a hormone balance.
We do. We're trying to get a balance. If we can get one more female host, we will have a perfect male-to-female balance going on.
See, we have what's called a hormone imbalance that we have to take meds for.
Mitsuki has to take meds for his head, dealing with all this.
Sanity.
Dude, I take some special medicine every Thursday to help myself get ready.
No, but we're not going to talk about special medicine here.
No, absolutely not.
So, how'd you get involved? Did one of the other hosts bring you on? Or?
No, actually, I started Fanbase. And
oh, you did?
I did. I'm the creator. So, I actually hosted a college radio show with some friends of mine about anime. And it didn't really get really popular, but I had a lot of fun doing it. And I discovered, you know, I really like being in front of a microphone. I really like being on a radio. I just love entertaining people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after I was on the show for about a year, I had to stop because it was my last year of college. And I had to focus on my studies. I know, and it really sucked. But after I graduated, I met up with one of the local radio DJs, and he said he was starting this internet station with a friend of his. So they took me on as an intern, and about 3 months into it, I came to the boss and said, listen, I got this idea for a show, and I don't know if you know this, but the anime market and fandom is really big down here, and I really think this could work. So I put a plan together, gave it to him, and next week he said, okay, you've got a show. Get a team, get everything.
Well, that's nice.
That's awesome.
So your experiences in college help pay off later with the work you're doing now.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
and,
good.
I actually met all the other co-hosts. They're all really good friends of mine. I all met them at the anime club I belong to at FAU, JAMS, Japanese Animation and Multimedia Society. So I went to them. They weren't part of the show I did in college, but I didn't want to work with those guys again. I wanted to try something new. I wanted my own thing. So I went to them and said, hey, listen, I got this idea for a show. I want you guys on. I think you guys will have a lot of fun. They were a little skeptical at first, but I just basically begged and pleaded and said, look, I'll cut your lawn or something, okay? Just come on. And they did, and we've been together for about a year and a half now.
Wow, that's really
great.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks. The female host, the original host, a friend of mine, Krista, she came on too originally as a guest host, but after the first episode she was on, we just looked at her and said, you got to stay on.
She was so popular, fandom demanded it.
Oh, God, yeah, no, she is definitely the fan service of our show.
Anybody with the name Krista, it's a pretty sexy name.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, when school started up again, she's still in college, she had to leave us.
So, oh, no.
So we had to find a replacement, so we had a few
ideas. How could you replace Krista?
It was really hard, and we really didn't want to, but we needed a female voice. I mean, would you listen to our show if it was all guys? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I probably would, just because I think it's what's typical. But that's a good point. It's good. It's important not to be typical.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
absolutely. But so we had a few auditions, and our friend Noe came on, and where Krista was the fan service, and I'm not sure if I can use the right kind of language here, but Noe was kind of like the witch with a B.
Oh, you can swear.
Oh, okay. She's the bitch of our show, and those are her words. She is the tough attitude part.
That kind of sounds like Mitsugi on our show.
I'm the bitch?
You're the bitch.
Ah, dude.
I don't know. I'm the smart ass.
Smart ass.
But all's well that ends well, because Krista has time now, and she's back on the show permanently, so now we've got two female hosts.
Great. Well, it sounds like it all worked out. You said that your show covers all things beyond anime,
right?
Comics and games and things like that.
Yeah.
But what's your anime history? I mean, I remember you said that you were in an anime radio show, so I'm guessing you like anime.
I have been obsessed with anime since I was 10 years old, and I rented Fatal Fury from Blockbuster.
Fatal Fury.
The motion picture on VHS, people, with the little warning sticker on it.
Wow.
After I saw that, I was hooked. I'd go back to Blockbuster every week and just keep renting and renting, and pretty much I'd rented all their anime section, and then I started buying tapes, and then when DVDs came out, and then when I discovered
legally, of course.
Legal download, of course, on iTunes.
Yes, and YouTube, and other legal
streaming sites. And don't forget Hulu.
Sites.
Yes, no, I started doing that, and I've got a massive DVD collection, and I love it. I'm going to watch it till I'm 80 years old in diapers.
What's maybe one of your favorite animes? I know picking your favorite anime is like picking your favorite food. You can't pick just one, but maybe one of your favorite animes.
I can tell you right off the bat, one of my all-time favorite animes that will stay with me till I die is Higarashi no Naku Koro ni.
I love that anime.
I love it,
I
too.
I almost did my Reina cosplay today. Now I wish I did.
So wish you did. But the thing is, I know a lot of people say, you know, they like it for this reason. I like it because it actually helped me. If you don't mind if I tell this story, do you?
If you want to tell it, you can tell it.
I have no problem, because this helped me. It might help somebody else out there. My last semester in college, something really horrible happened to me. I'm not going to tell you what, but for 3 months, I was literally depressed and suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had thoughts of just going up to a building and jumping. And the thing is, I kept watching Higarashi over and over because it made me feel better.
I really don't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
But out of all the anime to watch when you are suicidal,
yeah.
Higarashi would be the last one I would think, so I'm really interested to where this is going.
You're right. Normally, you're right. Higarashi would definitely be the last one, but the thing is, the death didn't comfort me. What comforted me was the fact that after 3 or 4 episodes, it restarted. And that showed me that no matter how bad something gets, no matter how terrible life is now, there is always a point where it's going to restart, you're going to get better. If you had the worst day in the world, you know what? Put it behind you, because tomorrow is coming, tomorrow is brand new, and it'll get better. That's what I saw from there.
That's a nice attitude to have.
That is. Have you seen Kurenai Kai?
What is it?
The second season?
No, I have all of them. I have all.
Okay, so you've seen Higarashi no Naku Koro ni Kai.
Kai, Rei.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's important, because
sure.
Kai is the majority of the story.
Oh, yeah.
But
pretty
I mean,
much all of it, really.
Thank you for sharing that story. And we had an episode a while ago about how anime can influence your life and things like that. And everyone has one. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
But if you love, you know, deep anime like Higarashi with carefully unfolding plot lines and engaging story, I must ask, how do you feel about the new season?
the new season of anime in general.
Panty and stockings.
The thing is, though, see, I like all genres of anime. I like everything, and I always put it this way. I like everything from Sailor Moon to Elfen Lied. So, I don't really know, can't really give my opinion about it now because it just started.
Right.
I can tell you right now, Panty and Stocking, it looks funny, but it looks like it's going to give me a headache.
Yeah, it could be one of those.
I'm really interested to see how Iron Man goes.
I'm excited for Iron Man.
I think everybody's interested about Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my final question,
go ahead.
Which will lead us into our next topic. What have you thought about EXPCon so far?
I love EXPCon, and I'm not saying that because the owner is right next to me. Love it! Yeah, no. This is our first year being here. I really didn't know what to expect. But when I got here, it had the energy of a convention. You see, people were going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And people were going to have fun. They were going to be looking at a lot of stuff. And I got to say, I really like the setup that they have. They've got the three panel rooms right next to each other, so you don't have to go all the way to one end to go see another and then run back to the other to see another panel. And I just think it's a convention that a lot of people are having a lot of fun at. The gaming room is amazing. The dealer's room is good. And the guests they have this year, oh my god.
They have some fantastic guests.
I had a fangasm when I learned who was going to be here. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, EXPCon, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a con in northeastern Florida. It's in St. Augustine, which is just south of Jacksonville, just north of Daytona Beach. It is the third year for EXPCon. It's held in the Renaissance World Golf Village.
Beautiful village.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
Lovely resort.
Can I just say how many beautiful cosplay locations there are for photo shoots here?
Oh my god.
I had a photo shoot yesterday with Hatake, and it was just like one beautiful locale after another to take pictures.
Pics on the website.
Pics will be on the website, or are on the website, rather.
You're going to want to see Chiaki in her cat suit.
I want to see that. Can I see that now?
When we get back to the booth.
Oh, okay.
But, yes, there's so many places for great cosplay photo shoots. Honestly, it was almost worth the drive just to get some really nice photo shoots. You wouldn't even think golf and anime together. And trust me, there are a lot of weird looks that I've gotten in cosplay from people who are not with the convention here. But they seem to be politely curious.
Absolutely. Chiaki, if I can just interrupt you
for
a second.
You're not interrupting.
All right. Well, I got to say, though, if you're not getting weird looks from people that aren't at the convention, I don't think you're doing something right there.
Yeah, that is a very good point.
You're going to try doing it in downtown Baltimore with all the homeless people on the street. You've never seen people so confused in your life.
And the funny thing is you will never have a longer conversation with a homeless person in your life.
Oh,
not
man.
To say that homeless people aren't real people, but because it is in the Renaissance World Golf Village, it is a hotel. There were only three panel rooms. I mean, it is a small convention.
It's very small, but it packs a punch for its size.
It does, and it does create kind of a sense of intimacy because, as you said, you aren't sprinting from
right.
one end of the con to the other.
And I can definitely see this con going big. I can definitely see this thing getting huge, like Mega or Metro.
The only unfortunate thing is if it does get huge, they're probably going to have to change the locale to better accommodate more people.
Yeah.
And it is very charming.
You won't find a more beautiful location, except they might have another place at the resort that's larger.
That is true.
Maybe.
But, despite its size, it's very charming. There's a lot of high energy here.
Yeah, as you can hear.
Yeah. And the panel rooms, I have to say, despite there being only three, I don't know if it was because they didn't have, like, 20 they were trying to manage, but they were all organized to a T. It was beautiful. I can't express how many cons have we had where you walk into a panel room and you told them when you first set up the panel, I need AV equipment, audio video equipment, I need it. Then you tell them the day of, I need AV equipment. Then you tell them an hour before, I need AV equipment.
And guess what? It's not there.
It's not there. And it takes 30 minutes into your panel before you get AV equipment.
Wow.
So, it's just, the panel rooms were organized, they had everything set up, all the wires were there. It wasn't like a last minute thing where some dude was running in going, wait, you need this! Or they were still setting it up as the panel was starting.
I've seen that happen, it's horrible.
It happens all the time, and I don't understand how it can be so disorganized, but they got it right here, and as a person who does panels, that honestly, that made the con experience in a way.
Yeah, my projector wasn't in there when I arrived, however, the guy that was in charge of the tech came in and brought the projector, helped me set the laptop up, and it worked out really well. So,
and there were also big rooms. I mean, we're talking about size here, but they were good size rooms.
Yeah, 200 seats.
You were comfortable. You didn't feel like you were crammed together.
Yeah.
Which we filled, by the way. At least I filled it in mine.
Ah, I gotcha. Chiaki, let me just say, I saw your panel at SuperCon, the Girl's Guide to Japan or Anime World.
We do Girl's Guide to Con going, and I do Traveling to Japan.
That was it. No, it was Girl's Guide to Con going. And I gotta say, even though I'm not a girl, I loved it.
That's actually at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, we're doing at 4 today, so.
All right.
But we also had a table at the con. Not only were we here, but the kind people at the convention hooked us up with a table. We love them. Thank you so much. And our table was great. It was right in front of registration. I don't think we could have asked for a better location.
Yeah, probably not. Very high-profile location.
I mean, I felt special. I really did. And I don't feel special very often. People need to make me feel loved. I'm just kidding. But our table neighbors were actually a radio station called 91.8 The Fan.
The Fan.
The Fan.
The Fan.
And I think you can listen to them like on real radio, but I also think, I know you can listen to them streaming online.
Yeah.
And
go look them up.
Go look them up, because we might be taking over a podcast slot on their Sundays.
Yeah, we're actually going to get in talks to them too after the con. Hopefully we'll get a spot on their station too.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's definitely a radio station. It's nonstop anime music. It was like a soundtrack to the con.
Oh my God, it was wonderful.
They always have a live DJ, and honestly, I'm thinking of having it up in streaming when I'm just doing homework and I don't want to make a playlist, so it's a great station. To all the listeners who stopped by our table, thank you so much. It was great.
It was nice to see you guys.
And to all prospective new listeners, hopefully you're listening right now, and it was great to meet you too.
And if you're not, well, the hell with you.
Yeah, we don't care.
Oh, wow.
That's just how we are.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I love it.
Of course, if they're not listening, how are they going to know I said that?
That's true. But after you're done listening to AAA, go to fanbaseradio.com, check us out.
No,
don't do that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to leave now.
No.
Here comes Snow White.
Hi, Snow White.
Hi.
Can I take a picture of you?
Momentary interruptions while Chiaki takes a picture.
Oh, that's such a great picture.
Snow White, could you come here for a minute?
Sure.
How are you enjoying the con so far?
It's pretty fun. We're doing a podcast.
Okay.
So,
just talking.
Have you done anything? Have you gotten lots of pictures?
Yeah, I've done Disney costumes. Well, 3 of them now this weekend already.
Wow.
So,
what other ones have you done?
I did Ariel on Friday with my husband as Prince Eric. And then I actually did a Snow White bathing suit yesterday.
A Snow White bathing suit. That's awesome. Thank you for stopping by, and thank you for letting me take a picture of you. I will be putting it on our website. So yes, as you can tell, there are all kinds of great people at the con in awesome cosplay.
Wow.
And cosplayers also love Starbucks.
Apparently.
It's like flies, dizzy honeys, no?
Oh, yeah.
They need that caffeine.
I just drink a 5-hour energy and I go.
Other main events at the con were the AMV contest, which had a lot of people. The Masquerade Ball, which Rin and Hatsuke said was a lot of fun. They played like waltzy dancing music, and everyone looked beautiful going into it.
Nice.
The Rave, which I guess went until like 3 a.m. last night.
Too much for me.
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, Mitsuki and I, we were like, peace. We went back to the hotel room.
I didn't have any ecstasy or LSD. Just kidding. So I didn't do it.
You were just kidding about not having it?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Numerous autograph signing and panels with all kinds of the various fantastic guests that they have, from Chris Sabat to Vic Mignogna and so on. And of course, the Mickey singing competition, which, if I do say so myself, was the best.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I personally think Chiagi should have won. She had good stage presence in her Julia Cat suit, singing the real folk blues.
Oh, nice. I love that song.
Thank you.
Kimiko and Hitake were also in it.
They were awesome, too. We all should have won. We should have tied for first place.
Kimiko performed Hikari A from One Piece.
Dressed as Luffy
from
One Piece.
And Hitake sang Distance from Naruto.
And she was kind of a Sakura cosplay.
Right.
But I know there were guys, and I got their card, and they said they were going to post the videos of us singing on YouTube. So those should be up on the website by the time this goes live.
Very cool.
The singing competition was good, and each show seemed to have a good showing of entrance and a lot of people. I mean, how many times was there a line in front of our table backed up from the main events room?
Yeah.
There were lines all the time, but I mean, do you guys want to say anything else about the con, or?
I'd just like to say to the people that work at the con, thank you so much for being so nice to the press. I got to go to the front of the line for everything that I wanted to go to. It was amazing. I've never felt so important.
Yeah, thank you so much for hooking us up again. We appreciate everything that EXP Con did for us, and it's been a great experience, and we're very happy to have been here.
Yeah, I had fun, and I thought our panels went well. They had a good attendance. Especially mine last night, of course.
You're the MVP, but we still have Girls Guide, so we'll see how it goes.
Did you do any for panels, Danny?
Actually, no. Fanbase did not do any panels this con, though. We're kind of new to the whole panel thing. We're trying to figure out what exactly we can do for it. We had one idea, but that went over like a cement block in water.
I gotcha.
Did not go very well.
Gotcha.
But, no, we do plan to do panels in the future. We just got to figure out what the hell we can do.
Well, if the AAA can ever help you out, you know how to reach us.
Absolutely. If we get a panel and we're like, we don't know what to do, quick, grab them. They know.
We have 8 panels now, I think, in our arsenal, in our library of panelage. We only did 3 at this con. We did Traveling to Japan, Best Anime You've Never Seen, and Girls Guide to Con-Going.
Yes.
And if you're interested in any of those panels, we have the multimedia from them up on our primary website.
Except for the Best Anime You've Never Seen, because it's a 12-gigabyte file.
Right.
Nice.
But we have listed the anime we've shown. So
yes.
If you are listening and you want to find out information about that, it is up there.
You know what? I just got an idea. If you do Girls Guide, why don't we do Boys Guide? Has anyone done that?
I don't think so.
Wow.
It could be done. It could be a versus. Girls Guide versus the Boys
Guide. How to become a train groper.
How to become...
Get arrested.
On that note...
No one ever gets caught, though, because the girls in Japan are too subversive.
On that note, some of the voice actors who were present that we've mentioned before, but just to give the full list, they had Charles Martinet, who was the voice of Mario.
I love it.
Steve Downs, who was Master Chief.
It's me.
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Yeah.
Chris Sabat, who I had a fangasm for, who was the voice of Vegeta and Piccolo.
Oh, yeah. I actually did his dub panel. I actually got to do some voices. It was great.
Oh, my
Gohan,
God.
Gohan, your mother's a bitch.
Bring me my towel, servant woman.
You know what, folks? He's just saying what everybody else is thinking.
Exactly. Vic Mignogna, of course, the voice of Ed Elric. What con is that man not at?
Excellent.
I swear, he has cloned himself to be at all the cons
of
the country.
There's a Vic Mignogna army.
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere at once. I don't know how this man finds time in his day to record and be everywhere at once.
Forget his day, it's his life.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Aline Stevens, who is the voice of Belle Dandy.
Belle Dandy.
She is so sweet.
And Troy Baker and Ali Hills, the voices of Snow and Lightning from Final Fantasy XIII. So they really got a lot of voice actors here.
They did. They got some big names.
For a small con, I was skeptical of the voices they would get. I mean, I figured Vic Mignogna would be here, one of his many clones that happens to go to all the cons in existence. But, I mean, there are a lot of other names that I haven't seen at any other cons in the state.
I was going to say that Troy Baker and Ali Hillis look exactly like their characters.
They do.
It's really funny.
And actually, Aline Stevens, this is actually her first real convention appearance. So.
I heard that too. I mean, I don't know how EXPCon got them, but if this is any trend for the future, I cannot wait to see who they'll get when they get even bigger.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I heard...
I want to see them get Lex Lang and Sandy Fox.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard this year EXPCon, they're... At least double last year's attendance or something like that.
I heard there's like 100 people over the maximum capacity. So people are literally crammed in trying to get to this con.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see if next year they're going to move it or not. But so speaking of next year, is there anything else from this con that we want to talk about? Some good memories we had or leave it at? Well, me personally, I'm looking forward to next year. And I hope the good people at EXPCon will hook us up again and that we can come again next year, because I definitely, it's on my schedule already.
Yeah, everybody who heard about EXPCon through us and went to the convention, make sure you email the convention and let them know that we sent you.
Absolutely, I can't wait.
Or if you were happy that we were at the convention.
I'm sure everybody that saw you and met you and heard of you are happy that you were here. I think if you weren't here, I think they'd be crying.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah. But I can't wait either. I'm really hoping that, you know, next year we'll be able to get a panel and spread our influence along with AAA. I don't really know if I should refer you as AAA, because then people will just think you're alcohols.
No, we kind of like that.
Which some people here can probably use too.
Yeah. Ah, gotcha.
So with that, EXPCon 2011 is already on our schedules. It was a great con this year. If you were at the con and you want to discuss the con, share pictures, or anything else, please hop on our forums. We'd be happy to discuss there. Of course, EXPCon has their own forum, so go check out that too. And let the con know what you enjoyed so that they can do it again next year. But for now, we're going to take a short anime news break. And when we get back, we're going to have reviews on the anime Mitsudo Moe from the last season and Okami-san to Shichinin no Nakamatachi, who is going to be reviewed by Danny. So stay tuned.
Hey everybody, while Chianki goes and gets her Starbucks, we're going to have an anime news break. Keep you guys in touch with what's going on in the anime community. So, it seems that Media Blasters is planning on launching a series of anime DVD kiosks. The North American anime company Media Blasters has said that it will be launching a series of home video rental kiosks branded with its online store logo, which will feature primarily anime DVD and Blu-ray disc rentals. Users can then purchase the anime discs outright on Media Blaster's website if they wish. The first of the kiosks launched are already open in New York City at the Anime Image Store. The company intends on rolling out about another 100 kiosks throughout the next 18 months. The Yano Research Institute has posted its 2010 report on the Japanese otaku marketplace. This is some interesting news in that the Institute reported that 7 categories in the marketplace expanded in size in 2009, with dating simulation games growing the most at 83% up to 8.6 billion yen. Other categories with significant growth were electronic comics with about 42.2 billion yen, online games grew about 17% to 213 billion yen. Other ones include plastic models, dolls, idols, cosplay outfits, online games, boys love, etc. The Research Institute conducted its study through in-person and telephone interviews, as well as through fax and online surveys from July to September. In some other anime-related news, it seems like Studio Ghibli's new film, Karigurashi no Arati, has already been seen 7.5 million times. This is an all-time record for a Japanese director doing his first film. The film was planned and written by Hayao Miyazaki, and it's based on the novel The Borrowers, which was written by the late English author Mary Norton. Finally, a little bit of information on the Japanese box office for these last few weeks. At the top of the box office was Umizaru, The Last Message, which is the third live-action film based on Shuhu Sato's manga about the Japanese Coast Guard. This one was high up on the chart last time, if I recall, from our last news break. The film raked in about $7 million, bringing its gross to $56 million, an incredible sum for the Japanese market. Other films on the list include The Lady Shogun and Her Men, which is a live-action film adaptation of Fumi Yoshinaga's Ouku, The Inner Chambers, grossed about $5.5 million. Also, Mobile Suit Gundam 00 the movie is still on the list, and of course, as we just mentioned, Hiromasa Yonebayashi's Studio Ghibli's Kagurashi no Anrati is still on the list. Also, the live-action film adaptation of the anime Beck is also on the list in the fifth slot. So this has been your anime news break. Now let's get back to the show.
In the summer of 2008, a man named Fightbait started an anime podcast.
I watched Grenadier because of the tits.
And it was terrible. 2 years later...
Maybe his penis is the duck.
I don't know how you would put that in a woman.
Fightbait.com may still suck ass, but we're bringing you more content than ever. If you head over to the website, you can now find news, reviews, editorials, pictures of dogs, and more crappy podcasts than your ears can handle. You even have the option to subscribe to the podcast, the blog, or both! Fightbait.com, kicking ass on the internet for 2 years and counting, proving that quantity is better than quality.
back to the show. That was some great anime news.
Welcome back.
We loved it.
I look around me and I'm surrounded by cosplayers.
Oh, wow.
In the beautiful, beautiful Renaissance Resort at the World Golf Village, because we are here at EXPCon.
Love it.
Love it.
I don't know what it is about this con, but like the green hats, the hats that you pull off your head that have ears and stuff, those hats are really, really popular here.
My God, they are so popular here.
You know what it is? They're probably the next con flavor of the month, because before it was the black trench coats from Kingdom Hearts, and before that it was cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese?
You know, cheese from Chobits.
The Kusapom ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Those have been really popular here.
I think all of the dealers get together, and they sell a bunch of them, and then they restrict the supply so they can jack up the price on the ones that are left.
That's price fixing. That's illegal. Oh, well, they'll do it anyway.
Because nothing at a con has ever been illegal.
No, absolutely
not. And there's nothing more fun than spending your parents' money.
That's true.
So we have two reviews for you. We have Mitsudomoe and Okami-san Toshichini no Nakamatachi. That is a mouthful. I'm glad it's not my anime.
I think I'll just keep it to Okami-san.
But I'm going to do a quick review of Mitsudomoe because I really don't have much to say about this anime.
Oh, really?
It has so much depth
in
despite
a good
its
way.
Appearance.
In a good way.
Okay.
Mitsudomoe is a 13-episode long series. It was directed by Masahiko Ota. And Ota's been...
around the block, you could say.
Yeah, he's done a lot of things. He's done storyboards to episode director to animation director to storyboard again, unit director. He's done a lot of everything, but he hasn't really done a whole series until now. And Mitsudomoe, the anime, is based off a manga. The original story was written by Norio Sakurai. That was from 2006, and it is still ongoing. So it is very possible, there's only 10 volumes out, but it is possible that we could see a Mitsudomoe second season because of the fact that the manga is still going.
That'd be awesome.
But they won't be in kindergarten anymore.
Aww.
I'm sure it would be equally as funny. So the anime starts out with Satoshi Yabe, and he's assigned to class 3, and he's a newly hired elementary school teacher. And I swear I had flashbacks the first episode to Hanamaru Kindergarten from last season. And I was like, all right, what is it with kindergarten teachers? But it's actually not really about him. In his homeroom, he has the three Marui triplets, Futaba, Mitsuba, and Hitoha. And basically, it's the fact that he has to survive with these three students.
Can I just say that each of their names has the numbers 1, 2, and 3 in it?
Yes. Oh, no. It's not that original. In fact, for example, a Mitsudomoe is a symbol with three swirly thingies. That's what a Mitsudomoe is.
Oh, isn't that the symbol on, like, the taiko drums?
Yep. So... This anime's names and things like that is not very original or anything like that. But Mitsuba is the eldest, and she is the precious sadist of the group.
She is
the one where, I can't remember how many times in the series that she came out saying, if I win, you need to call me Sama, and I will be your master.
I usually, for something like that, I've seen the series too, I would say probably like 4 times per episode.
Oh yes, all the time. Futaba, Mitsuba is always getting beaten up and having her things destroyed by Futaba. And Futaba is kind of the idiot bronze of the show. She's like, she's taken karate and things like that, and she just basically destroys shit and likes boobs.
I think likes is an understatement. She's intoxicated by them.
For Christmas, she got a boob pillow that she rests her head on every night.
Is she swung into fits of rapture?
Yes.
By a large pair?
Oh, yeah.
And she's the goofy, dumb one who just loves the boobies. Mm-hmm. And then there's Hitoha, which is the quiet and the youngest of the triplets. And she, you think when you first see her, you think she's just kind of like a shy, relatively normal girl reading her book. And then you find out the book she's reading is porn. And despite her being the youngest, she's probably the most mature of the bunch, but at the same time, she still has her kiddie tendencies. Like, for example, she liked the Gachi Rangers, which is kind of like Power Rangers in the show. And it was a long-running joke for about the second half of the show about how she liked the Gachi Rangers, but she couldn't confess it because people would judge her.
Oh, yeah.
Does she have a black book cover on her books so people can't see them?
She has a brown one.
A brown one, okay. Yeah.
Yes. But she'll whack people in the face with her books. Or the other kids will beg to let them have a look like the boys in the class.
Oh, yeah.
But you're probably going to start wondering, Chiaki, why aren't you going over the plot? Why aren't you discussing the story arcs? Why aren't you doing any of this? Because it doesn't have one.
Mm-mm. You have been going over the plot.
Basically.
You just didn't know it.
In each episode, there's 2 to 3 mini arcs in the episode that take about 7 to 10 minutes a pop.
Right.
And there are all kinds of hilarious little skits strung together about these girls' lives, and it kind of follows a loose chronological timeline. It's almost like a slice of life in that nature, because it starts out with school starting, then school continues, then they have Christmas and New Year's, and then it's spring
right.
again.
Right, it goes right along the year.
It goes right along the year, so it's kind of slice of life in that respect. But other than that, there really is no plot, other than various random hijinks occurring in their life. It's not extraordinarily well animated, because it doesn't have to be.
I would have to say, if you don't mind me saying, it looks like every character, and I mean every single character, children, adult, they all have beaver teeth.
They do. It's definitely, it's not too stylized, but it definitely has its own style to it. And it's really funny.
Are the three little girls sexualized?
No.
That's not rare.
Not really, no.
No, they're not really sexualized at all. I mean, the only time that there's any kind of hint of sexuality among them is,
So the teacher's not, like, secretly lusting over them or anything?
No, actually, the teacher's a normal guy. He just keeps getting thrown into these situations.
Yeah, the only time that anything ever happens is they do have panty shots of Mitsuba, but that's only because she has panties that are, like, for little kids, and she likes them, and then it's a joke.
Like big ass panties?
No.
like Torturo May style panties?
No. Like panties with like cute little kitty characters and things like that on
it. Oh, I gotcha.
And the other kids, of course, make fun of her because why would she have panties with hamsters on them and things like that? But because
she's 4. That's why.
But there's all kinds of funny things that happen. I mean, I would try to explain some of them, but I really wouldn't do a good job because it's so contextual and it's so funny. I burst out laughing like every episode, literally every single episode.
Oh yeah.
And it's just so much mindless fun that as long as they can keep it up like that, I would watch a second and a third season.
I can attest to this. I have been treated to several random snippets throughout the course of this year where Chiaki says, Mitsuki, get over here and look at this. Oh my god, is this not ridiculous?
Was it funny?
Usually it's pretty at least interesting.
See? Okay. So, I mean, I really don't have much else to say about this. If you're looking for an anime to kind of supplement that you don't, you know, you can pick it up, watch 2 episodes, put it down for a couple months, then watch the next 2. This is perfect for that. It's hysterical. I'd recommend it to really anyone who likes humor. I mean, sometimes it's crass humor, but it's not too bad. So, I mean, I'd recommend it to anyone. I'd have to give it like a 3. It's a solid 3 because there is no plot to it. There is no real animation style. There is no big budget flashiness. There's no astounding music or anything like that. So I can't give it much higher than a 3. It's an average anime, but for what it does, it's really good. Like if I had to rate it purely on humor alone, it'd be a 5.
3 out of 5.
Yeah. So I will give it 3 futabas kicked in the ass on the ice out of 5.
Wow.
I don't understand what that means, but okay.
Do you remember
that
scene?
No, I remember that. And she's begging, like, kick me, I want to go, I want to go.
That scene was hysterical. I laughed my pants off.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Wow.
What about your anime?
The floor is yours, Danny.
All right. Well, my review may not be in depth with the director and the names and everything because I'll be honest with you folks, I'm not that good. I will review the anime for you and give you my opinion. So my anime is Okami-san no Shichin no Nakumachi, but for the sake of my tongue, I'm just going to call it Okami-san. And what it is it's actually, how should I put this, an anime take on like classic fairy tales. Every character in this series is related to a classic fairy tale character. The main character, her name is Yoko, or people call her Okami-san because she's cool and brave like a wolf. And her partner, and I don't mean partner like, oh, they're a Yuri couple. No, they actually belong to a club that helps people. And the person that helps her, her name is Aringo, and she's Little Red Riding Hood. And the thing is, the series is about this group of people that belong to this club that's actually run by the mafia, kind of. I'm serious.
Like Yakuza?
Yeah, kind of like Yakuza, but it's kind of it's what they call kind of like a public secret. Everybody knows it, but nobody can actually get any solid evidence on it.
Gotcha.
Right.
Kind of like the mob in Vegas a long time ago.
Absolutely.
Everyone knew the mob was running it. No one had the hard evidence.
Exactly. So what it is they're actually a part of the Otogi Bank, and what they do is they help people. In return, they're going to ask for favors later. So it's kind of like the mob. But the story, the beginning of the story goes around, they go to different people and help them with different things. And it's really entertaining. Each episode is like take on a classic fairy tale. Like the first episode revolves around Cinderella. One episode revolves around Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah. Every single episode involves different characters. And some are from America, some are like from I think it was China, Tale to the West. That was China, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. They did that. And what's interesting is it does a nice blend of comedy, action, and drama, because as you know, in like every anime series, there has to be this one guy who has a crush on the main girl.
Of course.
Of course. Well, there is. I think his name is Yoshi. Like I said, I'm not very good with the names.
Well, you just do your best.
I will. And the thing is, he's very brave when he wants to be. He just can't stand people looking at him. Like, if you look at him, he'll freak out and shrivel into a ball.
Interesting.
So, it really is. It's very unusual thing to come right out in the first episode.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I see that the word Shichinin is in the name, which means seven people. What's the story behind that?
The seven people are actually like the seven people of the bank that help people. There's the president, there's the secretary, there's the wacky genius inventor who's like the witch of the series. There's a maid, and no, the maid is not Snow White. Believe me, I thought it was at first. But then there's the three main characters, and
could it be a play on like the Seven Dwarfs?
No, it's not. No,
that's a good idea.
It's not actually. The Seven Dwarf episode is actually this older sister with like seven little brothers and sisters who she's all taken care of. Believe me, I thought this was all related to Snow White in the beginning, but it's not.
Well, every anime has to have a maid.
Exactly.
It seems like.
Yeah, but this one's not a real maid.
Well, I know I can't get by without my maid.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I had a maid.
Random moment. God. No, but like I said, the story, it does a nice job of blending action, comedy, and romance, because Yoko, throughout the series, and it's only about 13 episodes long, cannot be honest with her feelings that she develops for Yoshi throughout the thing, because she has to maintain this cool and tough personality.
Of course.
And on the inside, you know, she's all, oh my god, you know, very mushy.
That was nice.
That should be our opener.
There you go. No, but I mean, one minute she has like these cat-like boxing gloves that she literally uses to knock people out because she's a boxer. So one minute you'll see this awesome fighting scene where she's fighting like 20 delinquents. The next scene you'll see is she's like blushing madly because the guy comes running up and she punches him away.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like Love Hina style.
Absolutely, but if you like that and the main plot of the thing actually develops halfway through. Before that, it's just like little random episodes. So
I was
going to
say, it sounded like story arcs. Is there a real plot?
There is a real plot. It's one long story arc. You don't really see it until, I want to say maybe the fourth or fifth episode. The first few are just like little snippets to show you their organization and what they do. But like I said, it's either really funny, really fighty, or really romantic. And some episodes blend all three together really nicely. And there's the classic amnesia episode, the dealing with internal trouble episode. But, I mean, it just will really entertain you till the end. I mean, I was sitting there glued the whole time. I'm like, okay, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next?
Can you speak to the quality of the visuals or the music or anything like that?
The music, in terms of the opening and ending, they were really catchy. The opening and ending, they were very sugary, very poppy, and they did grab your attention right there. It kind of gave you the wrong impression, because if you're not familiar with it, you think, oh, this is just going to be a girly anime episode.
Okay. So the openings are a little deceiving.
The openings are a little deceiving, but the more you watch the series, you see, okay, it kind of fits, because the series is a little girly.
Okay.
The background music, I don't really remember there being a whole lot to the background music.
Some that could be a good thing or a bad thing.
That could be. Some of the scenes were, like, really silent when it called for, and some of them were just, like, your random little background noise.
Well, it
like
sounded
walking.
Like it was tasteful, at least.
It yeah. was. They didn't really try to bombard you with a lot right. of information right at the top, so. So it was really tastefully done. And for those of you wondering who are romantics like myself, there are hints of relationships developing, and they kind of give you a clear point as to where they're going. They don't just leave you like, oh, maybe they'll get together, which
right.
I know really pisses me off.
That pisses me off too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But I would definitely recommend Okami to anyone that likes a good, steady-going anime that mixes it up and keeps you entertained throughout the whole thing. I would give it 5 Yoko Knuckle Punches out of 5.
Wow.
Great.
That's a strong score. Yeah. I might have to check this one out.
Yeah, please do.
Well, thank you, Danny, for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for lending us your wisdom, your about-yourself bio, and your thoughts on the con.
And thank you. And thank you so much for pretending like you're interested.
I am interested in what you have to say.
I'm just playing Chiaki.
Nah.
Stuck in the middle.
That's all right. Can I just give one more shout-out, if I may?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Please go check out our website, www.fanbaseradio.com, for all of our past episodes and future episodes coming. And we just opened, actually, a YouTube channel, Fanbase Videos, and we're going to be posting a lot of stuff on there. We're going to be
yeah.
posting a couple videos that we did from this convention.
Like an
interview with Console Alliance. And if we have the time, I'd love to get an interview with you guys, too.
Sure.
Great. All so right. for those of you that came to the con and are listening to this, go check out that YouTube channel, because you might be in some of the videos.
You might be. And I think if you're not on our friends page, you will be by the time this episode is up. So we will have links to Fanbase on our main site.
Our Fanbase is already up, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely check our website for links to their page, or just take it straight from Danny and go right there.
All right.
Once again, this was the Anime Addicts Anonymous Podcast, episode 58, live from EXPCon. Hence all the background noise.
Yes.
You can find us at aaapodcast.com, iTunes, Facebook, theaddnetwork.net, nerdnexus.com, and maybe soon, the fan radio station? We'll find out. And taking you out is the song Crossover from the anime Star Driver Kagayaki no Takuto by the artist 99. Quite literally, the number 9 and then the word.
Very, very confusing band name.
It is a very confusing band name.
It's very confusing, but the song sounds pretty good.
No joke. So stay tuned. We will see you next time. And
thanks again, Danny.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Danny. This is the Anime Addicts Anonymous signing out. Let's enjoy the rest of the con, guys.
Bye-bye.